sausage grinder. Quantum physics is the most successful scientific theory as far as its capacity to make accurate theoretical predictions that precisely match with experimental data of all time. There aren't even any competitors. To quote Wheeler, quantum theory in an everyday context is unshakable, unchallengeable, undefeatable. It's battle-tested. As Feynman points out, some say that the only thing that quantum physics has going for it, in fact, is that it is unquestionably correct. The majority of corporately trained and funded physicists, as if having become desensitized to the mind-warping implications of their own theory, are content to take it for granted, just using quantum theory for practical ends, rather than being curious about where it came from and what it indicates about the nature of reality. Describing such physicists, Letterman and Hill write that they are only clerks taking dictation or workers on an assembly line when it comes to trying to understand why it is this way. Most physicists spend their time calculating amplitudes and probabilities, rarely lifting their heads from the computer monitor to ask what it all means. Practically speaking, there is no problem. This brings to mind Carl Polanyi's notion of tacit knowing, knowing in ways that cannot be explicitly denoted or verbalized. For example, we can be satisfied with riding a bicycle without necessarily understanding how the gyroscopic principles that govern its turning works. Thankfully, physicists such as Wheeler are interested in the deeper philosophical meanings and implications of their mysterious theory. Some of Wheeler's more practically oriented colleagues have wondered whether he spent too much of his intellectual energy in far-out speculation. But Wheeler himself wondered, on the other hand, whether all the time he invested in mathematics and calculations prevented him from spending more time in contemplative thinking about deeper problems. To quote Freeman Dyson, "The really astounding thing about Wheeler's speculations is that so many of them have turned out in the end to be right." The philosophical questions about the meaning of being and reality should, Wheeler felt, regain their rightful place within the discipline of physics, from which they had been banished for centuries. In his later years, Wheeler was more and more investing his attention in the deeper meaning of the quantum, which drew judgment from some of his more practically oriented colleagues. Setting the record straight, Feynman comments, "Some people think Wheeler's gotten crazy in his later years, but he has always been crazy." Wheeler comments, "I didn't mind that some of my respected colleagues in science thought that I myself had gone a little bit around the bend. They were entitled to remain more conservative, as I tried to be daring." A dreamer, Wheeler had a need to follow a vision, to look beyond the immediate, to learn something new about what is most fundamental. Commenting on quantum theory, Wheeler says, "It's a sausage grinder. We drop our problems in and turn the crank and get out the answers. Where did the sausage grinder come from?" Elsewhere in his writings, due to its seemingly magical powers, he calls it a magic sausage grinder. It is as though a miraculous object bestowing earth-shaking knowledge has fallen from the heavens, helping us to develop undreamed-of technologies. But no one really knows why it works, what it means, where it came from, or what it is ultimately revealing to us. Wheeler was not just interested in the practical aspects of solving equations, making predictions, developing engineering applications, and building technologies, but was willing and impelled to contemplate what he calls the really big questions, such as why is our universe a quantum universe in the first place? He asks, "Why is the quantum there? If you were the Lord building the universe, what would convince you we couldn't make a go of it without the quantum?" Compare this to Einstein's comment, "When I am judging a theory, I ask myself whether, if I were God, I would have arranged the world in such a way." It gets my attention that great thinkers such as Wheeler and Einstein, in contemplating the really big questions, imagine what God would do. In essence, their questions come down to why we are here in the first place. Wheeler writes, "Not all of my colleagues consider these questions quite respectable, but if they are not respectable in the 20th century, they will be in the 21st. Wheeler felt that these questions might contain insight into the nature of existence itself. He felt that the quantum was so natural that the universe could not even have come into being without it. "The quantum," he writes, "supplies the machinery by which the world comes into being." Wheeler felt certain that the quantum was a revelation of something deeper that is yet to be found. He writes, "I remain convinced that some deeper reason for quantum mechanics will one day emerge."